fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 13th day of June, year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. We do here every morning what should be done in every public and private school, every school day of the year, every public meeting, quite frankly. We start with the Pledge of Allegiance. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip today is to read a book. I'll give you the title of the book and why you should read it. The title of the book is World Without Cancer. The author is G. Edward Griffin. I'll be speaking at Mr. Griffin's next Red Pill Expo, by the way, the second weekend of August, up in Des Moines, Iowa. The reason you should read the book is that it will give you the protocols for how to not get cancer. Pretty good deal, huh? I've been following those protocols now for about 25 years, I encourage everybody to do the same thing. All right. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former Navy officer, United States Navy. He is one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known, a man about town, and what I believe a well-qualified expert in the proper use of doTERRA essential oils. Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, John. How are you doing, sir?
Really good. I was just reading that at this Women's World Cup soccer tournament competition, the women had to remove their pants in front of a doctor to demonstrate to the doctor that they were, in fact, women. You're speechless.
Yeah. I can't. It's almost like a porn couch. I mean, I saw that after the fact and how they won, and with the team, and the women proclaiming the Lord, and how. And how much it made an impact, and how it was truly important, and the joy of the Lord is important, and the happiness. Happiness is temporary, but the joy is permanent. So, I did not hear about the perverted
This took place quite a while ago, in 2011, Women's World Cup. It's nothing new here. But apparently there was some allegations that the country, here's the name of the country, Equatorial Guinea, had men on the women's team. So
you said 2011?
2011, right.
Okay. But did you ever see that video I sent you about the women from the, was it Iowa? It was the women's college team, and they definitely had the integrity and the boldness to say why they won and how they won, and regardless of all the challenges and, you know, how important the Lord was in their life. And there were three different women. It was very, very
well, good for them.
I thought I sent that to you, but I will send it to you.
Well, I get 100 emails a day. I can't possibly look at all of them, but good for them. I say good for them. Leon, today is the day that the President of the United States will surrender to authorities and a federal court I guess it's Miami, somewhere in Florida, I believe Miami, for these made-up, make-believe federal charges, criminal charges against him. It's a sad day for our republic that these agencies, which are supposed to be honorable, supposed to be neutral, supposed to be professional, supposed to uphold the rule of law, have been turned into agencies of the Democratic Party. The term weaponized has been used a lot, I think appropriately, weaponizing these agencies to do things they were never meant to do. It's a sad day for a republic, don't you think, sir?
Yes, I'm looking at a shirt that a friend of mine sent me a picture of. It says FBI, following Biden's instructions.
Right. I saw that the other day. Yeah.
And then there's another one that says Trader Joe's. One established 2021, where everything is for sale.
Yep. Yep. It's a sad day. And if you've got a question or comment, we'd be glad to entertain that at 512-248-8252. We have a number of Republicans that are advocating that we do what the Democrats did within the confines of the law, where it's legal. Mail-in ballots, ballot harvesting, all these things that the Democrats did, in some jurisdictions legally, in other jurisdictions illegally, but that we follow their guidance and do these same activities where in jurisdictions where it is legal, quite frankly. Ballot harvesting and mail-in ballots should be illegal nationwide, but for the time being, we have to deal with what we've been dealt, don't we?
Yes, sir. I guess everything is common law and the statutory law, so whatever we have to do to win is important.
It is, absolutely. Well, Leon, we'll hear more about this from Nyquist, I'm sure. The spring offensive, which will go through the summer and into early fall, October probably, has begun in Ukraine. Ukraine is throwing their military up against a wall of steel that the Russians have put up in the form of multiple layers of trenches and bunkers, artillery and tanks, air power, of course. It will be a meat grinder, won't it?
Yes, and the one thing that applies to us is the use of the drones. And especially when they incorporate AI drones. And so I'm looking at this book I picked up by Don Schiff called The Poor Man's Air Force. And you've seen the videos in which they target individuals, and even one Russian surrendered to a drone. So it is that can be used much easier and with a lot less money, but it can also apply here too in both directions. So it's a very good book.
My outfit that I was with in Vietnam, they were activated and sent to Iraq, and two men, and I knew one of them pretty well because I'd worked with him as a private detective. They had more than 100 Iraqi soldiers surrendered to these two guys. they wanted to surrender really bad, didn't they?
Absolutely, and then that was one of the first wars that was that where they described how they used the technology in which they can actually transmit electromagnetic waves and frequencies, and it would go into the skulls or into the bodies, but it would sound like the voice of God. And that was confirmed. I mean, the technology has been around for decades, but that was when they used it in mass. And they did the propaganda out of the planes where they dropped the leaflets, but I mean, we're notorious for that. And then I just also watched the video on how in Vietnam that they actually would retrofit some of the 7.62 by 39 ammo and the captured Chinese ammo, and then they would put high explosives and it would blow up in the guns, so it gave them doubt of the validity and the authenticity of using the Chinese ammo. So it was, I mean, the use of PSYOPs is just is through the charts. It's off the charts.
We did that. That's you just found out about that.
Just watching the videos of it and seeing the devastation. I know we did it.
Yep. There was lots of dirty tricks played by both sides. That's just part of any war, any time going back for thousands of years. Of course, there's going to be dirty tricks. That's expected and a given in any war. Anyway, Leon, we, the United States, we're using up finite. Our stocks of artillery shells, for example, are not infinite. They're finite. And those finite stocks of 155 shells, for example, are being used up and can't be replaced very quickly, can they?
No, and that's the challenge. Just like everything else, you know, we leave, you know, $85 billion on the tarmac in Kabul. We burn through millions of rounds of 155 and all the other ammunitions and munitions we send abroad. And then now we're doing the unthinkable, like with the interview with you and Mike Adams, of sending our mothballed fleet to Philippines and to Poland. And so what else, what can we do? Are we going to ship the ICBMs to Russia directly too? I mean, how asinine do we have to get?
Well, what Leon's talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is information I got from two independent private sources that don't know each other, that the U.S. Air Force is taking hundreds of aircraft out of mothballs down at Davis-Monthan Air Force Base in Tucson, Arizona, and putting them back in service. We've been in continuous war since 2001. The first Green Berets got to Afghanistan in 2001, so that's 22 years ago. Continuous war for 22 years. And we've never taken hundreds of aircraft out of mothballs at in Tucson, Arizona. It's an expensive proposition. It's something that hasn't needed to be done ever, as far as I know. They may occasionally take one or two out of mothballs because they needed one or two aircraft here or there, or just for training purposes, but never hundreds at a time. You were at the meetup with me, Leon, when a gentleman, one of my neighbors, used to work on these aircraft. You recall the two questions I asked him about C-130s?
Yes, the time and the amount.
And the money. The time and the money, right. He said it takes a team of about 240, 260 men and women, about 3 weeks, and cost $1 million to get these aircraft out of mothballs and ready for service. It's a incredibly expensive, time-consuming matter, isn't it?
Absolutely, and it becomes really exacerbated when they bring out the big ships, like when they brought out the battleships during the Persian Gulf War. It was 11 months of run-up. It took a long time to do that. And so during Vietnam, they brought it out, you know, they brought out Missouri again after World War II. So, you know, when we bring out the big boys, especially the big ships, it takes a long time, you know. And the planes are much faster, but we're still talking a considerable amount of time. And if they are taking them out of America and convoying or shuttling them over to these different locations, China, to Philippines for China, then you can see how important it is. And I just watched a video on the Jungle School, how much they're ramping that up. And it is just so new that even during the video, the thing that the Army Jungle personnel were just learning about was that there's a Chinese balloon, you know, wafting over America. And then they heard about it being blown up as it departed the States. And so they were incredulous to think why that would have happened. But it was a 35-minute video. And so this is real time.
That balloon went right over my house. If it had been lower, I probably would have took a shot at it, but it wasn't low enough. But I wouldn't doubt if some of my hillbilly neighbors took a shot at it with their 30-30s. As far as the culture war is concerned, we have the pride flag flying from the White House. It's displayed in a manner that violates United States code when it comes to proper display of United States flag. It's in the middle of two American flags, which gives it the prominent position. That is a violation of U.S. code. That's illegal, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And, you know, if I see one of those flags at the Amazon resale store, I'm going to burn it and have a video of that and see if they consider that hate speech. Because if you can burn the U.S. flag, then you should be able to burn anything on the planet. I mean, the Nazis burned the Torah and the Bible. So I guess it's time to start burning some flags. That's a great idea. Let's make that the new way to get rid of trashy residue.
Do you know what SAP gloves are, Leon, by any chance? SAP? SAP.
Yeah, I know what sappers are, but no SAP gloves. What are those?
They're leather gloves that have lead pellets over the knuckles is what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And
sure.
My pair is now on permanent loan to one of my Green Beret buddies. But about 25 years ago, there was a group of communists that were going to have a demonstration downtown St. Louis on the waterfront. They were threatening to burn an American flag. And I equipped myself with a pair of SAP gloves and went down there to intervene if they did attempt to do that. It turned out they didn't, but that was going to be my weapon of choice. Non-lethal, very effective, by the way, in hand-to-hand combat. So burning the American flag is something I won't tolerate. And we're in a situation now where we have the President of the United States engaging in conduct which is illegal when it comes to displaying the American flag. Now, there's men and women at the White House who are charged with understanding the proper protocols for all these ceremonial things, and especially when it involves the American flag. That's their job. And typically, they don't come and go with presidents. They stay there. They're part of the staff that is there permanently. And they know better. Of course they know better. But they did it anyway, didn't they?
Yes, sir. And I met some really interesting people who've moved from the other side. They were on the Illinois side of St. Louis, and they closed up their child care center because of how stupid the mandates and the suggestions were pertaining to the last pandemic. And they took their proceeds, and they even thought about moving to Ecuador, but they decided to stay here in the States. And they moved down here to the Ozarks, and they're now going. They plan on coming to our meeting on the upcoming one, and they've been to the Roby event. And so there's a lot of great people moving to the Ozarks and moving out of the blue cities that are just insane. You know, California, it really messed up the state of Colorado. I moved there in 95, and it was a wonderful state. And even then, it was starting to get more Californicated, but now it's right. Just off the fence.
My daughter grew up in Metro Seattle, and she's had it for years with the Californians coming up there and messing up her state. Of course, in the last few weeks, Governor Inslee signed a law that makes it illegal to purchase AR-15s in the state of Washington. Here's our break. We get back, we're going to find out. I'm looking forward to finding out what is the oil of the week. We'll break back.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American-made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Father's Day sale on energy cleaners in effect right now. It goes until midnight the 19th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads. You can place your order using PayPal right there at my website at thelibertyman.com, or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Essential Oils. We have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, who's going to let us know what is the oil of the week. Go ahead, Leon.
Yes, sir. The oil of the week is oregano oil, and it is in the mint family. It's steam distilled from the herb. The primary uses are the common primary uses are athlete's foot, calluses, candida, canker sores, carpal tunnel syndrome, Ebola virus, fungal infections, immune system stimulant, inflammation, intestinal parasites, MRSA, which is methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, muscle aches, nasal polyps, parasites in general, the plague, pneumonia, ringworm, staph infection, vaginal candida, viral infections, warming of the body, warts, and whooping cough. The way it's commonly applied is you dilute it 1 to 3 of the oil with at least 3 drops of a carrier oil, preferably coconut, olive oil, any of the organic oils that you can eat. And you may have to dilute it more for children or people with sensitive skin. You can also diffuse it or inhale it directly. And you can also put 1 to 2 drops on the tongue and use it in capsules. And it's extremely high in carvacrol and phenols, up to 80%. And oregano, along with cinnamon, they conquer all 4 known forms of pathogens: bacteria, viruses, parasites, and fungus. So those are the 2 super antibiotics in the forms of essential oils that if you have those in your kit, whether they're on your person in an emergency or a backup situation, those are the 2 by far most important for any kind of infection. So oregano was even talked about by Mike Adams this weekend on his radio, when he did the radio show with you, and that his dog got bit by a poisonous snake on his back hind leg, and they used oregano oil on the wound, and he also did MMS, which is a chlorine dioxide, and he has no effect. There's been a reduction of some like 80%, 70% of the swelling. So oregano is a fantastic oil, and I use it for parasites for any of the animals and the livestock, but normally thyme and marjoram are sufficient. But the oil of the week is oregano oil.
All right. Well, oregano is one of my favorite oils as well, Leon. I use oregano oil as something to help with plaque on my teeth. So when I finish brushing my teeth in the morning, I do a second brushing with oregano oil. And the dental hygienist is remarked about how when I come in for a dental checkup every 6 months, I have almost no plaque. And I didn't know this until maybe 10 or 15 years ago, that plaque is actually a living organism. I always thought it was just stuff stuck to your teeth, but it's actually a living organism, and the oregano kills that living organism. How about that?
Yes, sir. That may be kind of brutal. I mean, you also...
Well, it's diluted. It's the way it comes out of the bottle is way too hot.
Yeah.
I'm tough, but not that tough. Yeah. So it has to be diluted with coconut oil, about 1/4 at least strength. But it does work. It's a great oil. So, ladies and gentlemen, you hear Leon and I talk about the oils every Tuesday. I use them every day. Leon uses them every day. We're both pretty healthy guys with productive lives. And if you want to be a healthy guy or gal with a productive life, even more so than you are now, you might want to check out the oils. They're great. They're very cost-effective. I use them in my laundry, for example. 3 drops of lemon, 3 drops of Purify. If the laundry has automotive grease, I'll use detergent. But for routine laundry, sheets and towels and things like that, underwear, socks, the oils do quite well. They come out with a fresh, clean smell, no cheap perfume smell, no harsh detergent, and it's very cost-effective. So if you want to get started with the oils, here's what you do. First of all, do a little shopping at my website at the doTERRA section, and pick out the biggest kit you can afford. When we get back from the break, we'll finish up how to do kit starts.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We now have archives posted at many places. Let's look at the archives here. We got BitChute, Facebook, Brighteon, Rumble, Odyssey, Truth Social, Clout Hub, Gab, and more to come. How about that? I'll be speaking at the next Red Pill University event. That will be the second weekend of August in Des Moines, Iowa. Details and tickets available at thelibertyman.com. The Father's Day sale on energy claims is in effect right now until midnight the 19th. $25 off energy claims, 25% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price refund manually. Place your order using PayPal at my website or call my toll-free order line 24 hours a day, 800-592-9543. Getting back to the oils, the doTERRA oils. So the first thing you do is buy the largest kit that you can afford. Let's do that right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. We don't suggest or urge you to go into debt. If you feel so moved and you can't help yourself, PayPal will finance that debt for 6 months at no interest. That's number one. Number two, get two different editions of the same book, the fifth edition and the 13th and 14th editions of the book with the following two-word title, Modern Essentials. Why do this? Well, the fifth edition says things that the Food and Death Administration doesn't allow us to say anymore. So it's very important to have that foundational work. And then the 13th edition is the last ink on paper volume. 14th edition is a PDF update that you can download and include that with your 13th edition. That gives you the home library that you need to understand these oils, make use of these oils, get the oils you need. Last but not least, if you're in a hurry, you don't want to wait to read the books, you just can't wait, or you'd like to start a home-based business, Leon would be glad to help you. Just give him a call, and he'll get you going on that. What's that phone number, Leon?
It's 303-495-2188.
And if Leon doesn't pick up because he's busy on the tractor or feeding the chickens or chasing the critters that want to eat the chickens, which there's many of those, he'll get back with you. Just leave a message. Right, Leon?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, Leon, when you walk around the ranch there, I assume you keep a firearm with you pretty much at all times. Is that accurate?
Yes, sir. Sometimes it's more of a challenge when I'm in the garden and, you know, you're bending over and sometimes it has a tendency to cut in. So I'm going to start mounting it probably on the chest rig because it is more of a, it's more of an issue. And especially since, I mean, the other night I came across a copperhead, you know, walking. This was at sunset. And the only thing I had was in the wheelbarrow was a, you know, 80-pound Optima yellow top battery. So I didn't want it to get away and into the grass to bite my dog. So I just put the battery right on top of the snake, and I came back later with a shovel. But the other reason I don't like to blast off is, you know, for OPSEC reasons. I don't want to tell everybody in the world that, hey, he does have protection. So it's going to have to be an important reason why I blast.
Right, right. Well, so you cut the head off with the shovel, I assume.
Yes, sir. And then last night, the chickens, you know, the chickens ate the body, and the head goes into a pit, separated, and it's still daily after. And so then the other day, I found a little black snake, and I was, you know, pulling back the, you do cardboard on the ground, and the chickens love it because they get free worms. And there was a little black snake, and I couldn't get it to it fast enough. The chickens ate it. I was like, I didn't mean to kill you, you know. If I see poisonous snakes, it's all for good. And I've even hidden a garter snake from the chickens just to protect it.
Right. Well, we don't harm the black snakes. We don't harm the garter snakes. But when it comes to poisonous snakes, which around here we've got rattlesnakes, we have copperheads, we have water moccasins. I've personally never seen a rattlesnake in the wild around here. And I've seen water moccasins occasionally. But I've seen a lot of copperheads.
Yes,
they seem to be the more plentiful when it comes to poisonous snakes, don't they?
Aren't they? I've already gotten five since I've been here in 2.5 years.
Well, the most effective tool that I use for copperheads is a 38 revolver, R357, with the snake load in it. Mm-hmm. 4-inch barrel is about right. And you're right. Your conclusion about using the chest rig is good. These guys and gals, they see these movies where men and women are wearing pistols on their thigh. It looks cool. It looks oh so tactical cool. Well, I tried that once in training with special forces, and I found out within a few hours that you're going to beat that pistol up really good. Going through the bush, you know, it hits trees, it hits rocks. It's about the worst place you could carry a pistol is on your thigh.
Absolutely.
Now,
especially with a glass optic.
Oh yes. High on the waist is not bad, but a chest rig is the safest place. It's handy. It's right in the middle of your chest. It's protected. It's not going to get the hell beat out of it. I recall I gave my grandson a chest rig for Browning High Power, and he was in college at the time. He could not figure out. I didn't tell him with a chest rig. He could not figure out how to put it on. These straps going different directions. But I've thoroughly tested chest rigs, and I like them. They're very effective. It balances the weight out nice. The pistol is in a good protected space, and I'm a big proponent of chest rigs.
Yes, sir. And which brand do you like best? I would say the top two.
Oh, I don't go by brand. I just look at how well the quality of the material, how well it's made. If it's got good, solid, typically nylon, and with good heavy stitching, and good durable buckles, that's what I look for.
Mm-hmm.
If the padding is actually padding instead of what it looks like to be padding until you feel it and find out that it's not padding. I look at the quality of the workmanship and the materials more so than I do the brand.
Got it.
Anyway, Leon, the opposition, I call our opposition the Socialist, Communist, Democrats, Muslims. I look at them as being desperate. And a sure sign of their desperation is filing these criminal charges against President Trump for doing things that aren't criminal for a current or former president, things that other people have done that are criminal because of their status, such as Hillary Clinton. She didn't have the authority to do what she did with classified documents. Joe Biden didn't have authority to do what he did with classified documents as a former vice president. And others who have actually committed crimes because they didn't have the authority to handle classified documents the way a former president does. It is so blatantly obvious that this is political. There's going to be a motion filed today, I believe, by President Trump's attorneys asking for all these charges to be dismissed based on prosecutorial misconduct. I hope the judge does the right thing and dismisses the charges. What do you think?
From what I heard, that the one other thing I'd add to that list of the opposition, I would also put in the Satanists, because obviously the ones that want to mutilate children and permanently affect them are definitely Satanists, the demonic. But I would definitely add that to your moniker of opposition. But pertaining to the judge, I heard that the judge, the female judge who was involved, she was appointed or nominated by the president. So I'm not saying, she has his back, but she is more conservative than the dirt balls out of Chicago and New York.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we shall see. I'm not sure when the arraignment takes place, what time today it takes place. It'll be massive worldwide video coverage of this. In New York City, when they did the arraignment at the state level, officers there in uniform and in plain clothes, they were very apologetic and let the president know that they were on his side, but they were just doing their job. And hopefully it'll be the same situation today. What do you think?
Yes, and at what point here we go again with, the Nazi mentality. I was just doing my job. I'm just poking you in the arm. I'm just cutting off your genitalia. At what point do people say, I'm not going to do it? But that deals with the integrity of the person and the office. Like the FBI has so well demonstrated in the last 2.5 years.
That's right. That's right. Well, we shall see. Ironically, every time they file any kind of charge against President Trump, his support increases, his dollar amounts and his campaign increases, and he becomes more popular than ever, doesn't he?
Correct. And, one thing I don't think a lot of people think about was, the hatred they have toward Trump is much more than even the against JFK in November when he was executed in mass. I mean, on public TV, so... his security really needs to be amped up because they cannot let him. We're talking about, this is almost to the point of all the people attached to his hatred opposition cannot let him come back in. So, I'm looking at a false flag, elimination of President Trump because of their hatred toward him. Because they know, and I'm not talking about the QAnon BS, there are 150,000 people in that have sealed indictments and they keep escalating those numbers, but the likelihood of them trying to take him out is so high. It's much higher than when Kennedy said, we're going to dash the CIA to 1,000 bits and we're going to eliminate the Fed, and they rolled out the Kennedy dollars that were eliminated right after the execution, so assassination. So, I don't know if many people think about it, but the potential is extremely high, much higher than with Obama being whacked by crazy white supremacists.
Well, the ideal situation today would be for a really big, strong bolt of lightning to hit the federal court about a few minutes before President Trump got there, knocking it out of commission on a clear, sunny day. A bolt of lightning knock out the federal courthouse. We just recently had a bolt of lightning hit a church in Spencer, Massachusetts that supported the LGBT agenda. So these things can happen, can't they?
Absolutely. Remember that retarded female comedian in which she said, I got the shot and so much for Jesus. And then she collapsed right on stage. I looked at that and was like, yeah, go ahead, keep talking. I love to see what her next comedy routine is. I'm laughing.
I recall it happened. Did she die on the spot, or do you recall?
I don't know. I really need to research that to see all that, but I'll check into it for next week.
Yeah. Well, there's been an unusually high number of media personalities, typically local news and weather people, that have collapsed while they're doing their job. They've got the COVID vaccination. I think that's God's way of sending a message, don't you?
Yes, sir. I mean, just like there was a lightning strike on the Vatican when the Black Pope was selected, and same thing with the White House. Obama, it hit the White House lawn. And so, yes, he makes his statements. And also, and I heard that there was also another lightning strike during the most recent carnival down in Brazil when they were doing they brought out the Antichrist and the Beast on these mega floats. And I'm like, wow. And it didn't hit anywhere. It hit the Christ the Redeemer statue up high over Rio de Janeiro. So it's like, okay, he's going to make a statement.
Well, say a TV news reporter, there's a 168 hours a week when a person, if they got the COVID clot shot, could drop over dead.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably on air maybe 5 out of 168 hours a week. And that's pretty optimistic, which leaves 163 hours a week when they could die live on TV, but they die one of those 5 hours. Those percentages are pretty skewed in favor of dying during that 163 hours instead of those 5 hours, aren't they?
Absolutely. And if you think about it, look at all the sports personalities who died live on TV.
Well, that's a bit different because you're under a lot of physical stress playing soccer. Right. This course is pretty extreme, but there've been more than 100 drop dead while they're playing soccer, their chosen sport. Leon, we got a caller here. We got Richard in Arizona. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning. Leon, the doTERRA essential oil oregano, how much do you use in your water for your chickens?
It's pretty much one drop per gallon, but I only use oregano in there when if I have any sick or chickens. If say you see the white urate, which is the white top, their pee, when that starts or it gets really runny, then you're concerned about it. But I've only had to use it twice. And normally, if you can find an isolated bird, you can separate. But thyme oil is very, very strong as well. And then a more neutral one is marjoram. And it's pretty much one drop per gallon. And you can't overdose it. Many times, if you have not cleaned out the watering, bulk watering feeder, you can, increase the level. And I also put in apple cider vinegar, but typically one drop per gallon, sir.
Okay, because I have four chickens in one area, and I know one of them, I see these little white spots in their feces, and they do tend to move, which I'm presuming are worms, and I want to get rid of them, of course, and I was here understand that oregano oil will help with worms in chickens.
Yeah, absolutely. It also helps with worms in dogs and humans, too. So I wouldn't use it with cats because cats have a crazy liver constitution. But, yes, you can use them in that. And then another thing you may want to do With oregano, with humans, you should only use it between 7 and 10 days and then take a break about a week, and then you can start again if you're dealing with severe candida or severe worms like trichinosis and others. But with the chickens, you can also do this if you have diatomaceous earth, which is food grade diatomaceous earth, not the pool version. But you can also put that in their dry feed, or I even do fermented feed. And so you can sprinkle that in there, and if it's moist, they'll eat it, and that will also help you with the worms.
Okay, good. Okay, now here's the break. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call, Rich. We appreciate it. We'll get Leon Sommer. We'll get back from the break. We'll be right back.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I wish I was in the land of coffee and oat, and there I'm not forgotten. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Leon, this hour has flown by. I know you're one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known. You understand this. You believe in it. It's part of it's really your daily life. What word do you have to give to our listeners for this week, sir?
When you pertain to those people on TV, it's actually, I looked it up, in 5 out of 168 hours is 3%. So the likelihood of them dying or passing out on stage is very, very unlikely with divine intervention. So that's just the percentage. But pertaining to this, I don't know how many of you actually have started a garden, and many people use the lame excuse, I live in a trailer, I live in an apartment. You can do it. You can do sprouting. You can do things on your windowsill. You can do it on your roof, out in a patio. So you can grow food and even take a percentage off of your entire budget from paying the groceries, to the man. So whatever you can do to become more and more self-sufficient and self-reliant, I'd say is crucial. I mean, I'm learning about many, many different things right now. Electroculture, using the magnetism, the electromagnetism in the air, just like Nikola Tesla did back in the 1900s and 1800s as well. So that technology is out there. And then another one is using musical frequencies. And apparently the birds chirping wake up the stomata, which are the breathing cells of the plants, in the morning. And they find out when the birds are not chirping, the plant progression and success is severely hampered. And of course, the biochar, which has been used for thousands of years. And so I'm going to be incorporating that now, both with the chickens, giving them unactivated or straight biochar, and that helps with parasites as well. So there's so many things that you can do. But the easiest thing is just go get a tray of organic compost and some soil and start some seeds. The empowerment of having fresh food or herbs that you grew is very, very good. I remember the very first time in which I got my first egg from my chickens. I was just like, wow. Something I had done 6 months later, now they're producing. And now I have hundreds of eggs right now that I'm converting on a weekly basis to the Harvest Right freeze dryer. So, that will last for 25 years without refrigeration. So regardless of how inane they are with lab-grown meats and Soylent Green and crickets, I'm not eating that stuff. So you can actually impact your food diet in the future naturally and organically by just taking a couple of steps now that are very cheap and make a huge impact on your life.
There's a passage in the Bible where John the Baptist is eating honey and locusts. It turns out the locusts he was eating were not bugs. They were locust berries.
Yes, sir.
Oh, no. And just as a little side note, he wasn't eating bugs. He wasn't eating bugs. Leon, thank you. We'll talk soon, probably. Appreciate it.
Sounds good.
Top hour break. Back to the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Stay tuned.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.